Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
On Beacon Hill, the Massachusetts Police Reform Bill is heading back to the state legislature. In sending it back to lawmakers, Governor Baker has proposed several amendments, and he said he's not afraid to veto the bill in its current form. Joining us this morning to explain the governor's objections and where the legislation goes from here is WBUR senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So the governor, as I understand it, wants to amend the role of the new civilian-controlled commission under the plan that would oversee training, certifying, and decertifying police. What specifically is Governor Baker objecting to?
His biggest concern centers on who has control of training. The bill passed by the legislature creates a 9-person commission that would oversee police certification and training. And only 3 members of that commission are from law enforcement. The other 6 are civilians. In his message to the legislature yesterday, Governor Baker wrote he does not accept the premise that civilians know best how to train police. So his amendment keeps the training portion under the control of the Municipal Police Training Committee, which is part of the Executive Office of Public Safety and Security. That committee is made up of law enforcement personnel. Now, the governor isn't taking away the new commission's ability to certify and decertify officers. It's just that the governor is opposed to them dictating what training officers will receive.
All right, that's one area. What are other big areas of disagreement?
Sure, the governor would like to see a union representative placed on that 9-member commission. Also, he objects to the bill's language regarding facial recognition technology. The bill prohibits all state agencies other than the Registry of Motor Vehicles from using the technology. In his letter, Baker tells the legislature their language limiting the use of facial recognition technology ignores the important role that it can play in solving crime. Of course, the backers of the ban contend that the technology is not always accurate, particularly when it comes to identifying people of color.
All right. The state legislature has been working a long time on this plan, Steve. So what's the reaction in the House and Senate to what the governor did? And what are their options?
Yeah, I've heard from some moderate Democrats in the House who voted against the bill. They think the governor's amendments make it better. But some of the bill's ardent supporters do not. Boston Rep. Liz Miranda told WBUR's Radio Boston she thinks the legislature should stand pat.
I will do everything in my power to push my House colleagues, as I've done since June and before June, not to support these amendments, because I do believe that the risk of failing is actually too high. And black lives are on the line.
As for the legislature's options, they could accept the governor's proposed changes and then he would sign the bill. They could insist on keeping the bill as they crafted it and risk a veto. It's important to point out, while the bill did pass both the House and the Senate, there doesn't seem to be enough votes there to override a veto. Of course, you need 2-thirds margin to override, and that's just not there.
Since it's December 11th and we're rapidly coming up on the end of the year, Steve, I assume that time is a factor in all of this.
Yeah, it sure is. This session comes to a screeching halt on January 5th, so there isn't a lot of time for much give and take. I haven't heard when the legislature will take this up again, but let's just say they do it early next week and then send it back to the governor for his signature. He's got another 10 days to act, which would be around Christmas. But if there's a delay and the bill isn't back on the governor's desk by January 5th, it's dead for this session, and then they'd have to start from scratch again next session.
There are groups who advocated strongly for and against this bill. How are they reacting to what the governor has done?
Yeah, I reached out to some police groups yesterday. I'm still waiting to hear back. I think they want to digest exactly what the governor's changes mean to the overall bill before responding. Of course, they've been pushing the governor to make some changes. Remember, those groups take great umbrage to the need for the bill in the very first place. They called it a knee-jerk reaction to unfortunate events that took place outside of Massachusetts. Now, the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts put out a statement yesterday expressing disappointment with the governor's amendments, especially his take on facial recognition technology.
All right, WBUR senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown will stay on top of this as we march toward the end of the year. Steve Brown, thanks a lot for speaking to us this morning.
Thanks, Bob.